This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a report of smoke coming from Opera Alley alongside the wall of the Oberon Grill in Eureka at around 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon, and firefighters found fire spreading in a concealed wall and ceiling spaces of the building. Fire crews quickly opened the wall to locate the scene of the fire, and they ensured the entire building was evacuated as they extinguished the blaze. It caused about $15,000 in damage. There were no injuries reported, and the fire, which came on the heels of a medical call and another structure fire in Eureka, led to a mutual aid call from Fortuna, Arcata, Samoa, and Lolita. Superior Court Judge John Feeney sentenced 41-year-old Eureka woman Barbara Jones to 7 years in state prison after she pleaded guilty to armed robbery in July of 2017. Jones walked into a clothing store in Old Town armed with a knife, and when an employee spotted her trying to steal clothes, Jones pulled out the knife and threatened the clerk. Eureka Police and County Probation were soon able to locate Jones, who was identified as the suspect by the store employee. Jones also had a previous strike conviction for robbery from 2008 on her record. The California Department of Corrections is searching for 27-year-old High Rock Conservation Camp inmate David Carter, who walked away from the minimum security facility yesterday. He was discovered missing during a headcount at 6 p.m., and he fled south from the camp toward Highway 101. A Be on the Lookout has been issued for Carter, a black male adult, 5'10", who was wearing an orange prison jumpsuit and a blue beanie. Carter was serving a 9-year prison sentence and was scheduled to be eligible for parole in November. The City of Eureka has announced that a proposal to move the city's corporate yard to city-owned property at Kennedy Field across from the Sequoia Park Zoo has been shelved. The city noted opposition from residents in the surrounding neighborhood as one reason, and the search for an alternate site is underway. Eureka wants to move its corporate yard, located on 14th Street, out of the tsunami zone, and there are plans for Costco to purchase that site for a possible expansion of its store. The final environmental impact report for the county general plan update has been published, and it's available for review by the public before it comes before the Board of Supervisors for final approval on October 23rd. You can access the document online at the county website, at the county library in Eureka, or at the county planning department. Additional copies will be made available at the libraries in Garberville and Willow Creek this week. Caltrans has issued an update for Highway 299 east of Weaverville for this week. The highway will be closed between Junction City and Helena during daylight hours and open to one-way traffic overnight, as work is done on the hillside above the roadway damaged by the Helena fire. Motorists will have single-time openings during business hours at 9 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.